Inspiration FM. This is the World News.
Hello and thank you so much for joining us on the World News at 7 on Inspiration 105.9 FM in the highlights. National Assembly's minority caucuses meet to consolidate on impeachment move. Akwa Ibom State advocacy groups brainstorm on possible barriers to implementation of VAP law. On the foreign scene, Ethiopia's government ready for peace talks with Tigrayan forces. And for sports, world champion Sebastian Vettel set to retire from Formula One soon. Details shortly. Thank you once again for joining us on the World News this Friday morning. My name is Ima Dem. Now the news and details. Moving on now, it's relieving that there is a legal framework in place to address sexual and gender-based violence, SGBV, in Akwa Ibom State, but it's most paramount for effective implementation to hold sway. In this regard, Safeguarding Against Violence and Exploitation of Women and Girls Save Coalition organized a discourse in New York with key players to talk about the possible barriers to the implementation of the Violence Against Persons Prohibition, VAP law. The coalition anchored by the Youth Alive Foundation is targeting the strengthening of the legislation to end violence against women and girls. Speaking at the dialogue, Secretary of the SGBV Committee here in Akwa Ibom State, Barrister M.M. Ete, affirmed that efforts have been made to mitigate the burden of overflowing cases in the law courts with the adoption of viable alternatives.
If we want to use the courts in attending to all the matters listed on the VAP law, we will have a full dock and then the court will become congested. For example, abandonment of spouses and children. Can the traditional ruler call the father or the mother to say, look, if you do not take care of your children, this is what the village will do to you. Either they will not allow you into the market or someone will not buy from you. But we will have time to face the rapist and those ones who pour substance on people, like acid, like hot oil, like hot water and all that, which carries life imprisonment. Let us deal with the serious ones. For those 1 year indecent exposure and other are things that we can handle at the traditional level.
Similarly, a member of the SGBV committee, Dr. Nsekpongudo, asserted that it's imperative for every individual to personalize the SGBV fight because anyone can be affected. A key aspect of the conversation was the admissions on challenges faced by the police as first responders to SGBV cases. The police representative on the panel discussion, SP Kabari Hills, said low funding and other clogs in the wheels of justice was impeding smooth operations. Also, SP Achabot Kings, representative of the Akwa Ibom State Commissioner of Police, harped on the need to ensure that every police officer is acquainted with the provisions of the VAP law.
I'd like to create awareness on one aspect, which is awareness. Awareness of police officers, not just the public, awareness of police officers. Police officers are the chief enforcers of this law. I can bet you 80% of policemen in Akwa Ibom State do not know that this law exists. And I urge you, NGOs, CLOs, CSOs, to create awareness to the police. Call policemen to workshop. Not just the senior officers. And I feel the corner person to know about this law. Please, I urge you, do some workshops, call police officers, tell them the rank and file, let them know. And awareness comes with availability. While you are creating awareness for the police, make the laws available.
Furthermore, diverse views on how to overcome the barriers were shared by stakeholders comprising the civil society's organization, the religious traditional institutions, persons living with disability, as well as representatives of medical professionals, among others. The dialogue produced a communique that highlighted the issues discussed and possible solutions, including recommendations that can be applied to achieve better outcomes with the VAP implementation in Akwa Ibom State. You're listening to The World News. We take a short break now. We have more stories coming up right after this break. Do stay with us.
FM. FM.